Dave is going to share. He's married to Micah, who's the daughter of Roger and Lisa Beal, and Dave's on mission, and he's going to share about that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me here this morning. It's a real treat to get to share with you. As Sam mentioned, I married up. I married the oldest Beal girl, and we've been connected with New Life for about 5.5 years. And we've been full-time with the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And this morning, Sam wanted me to share with you one of the ministries we're involved in up there in Kansas City, separate to the House of Prayer, and that is the Grandview Police Chaplain Association. It's a really neat ministry opportunity for some local ministers to network together, fellowship together, and then also serve the local police in our community. In fact, all of the first responders, the paramedics and the fire as well. Many of our ministers in Grandview are ex-military, so it's on their heart to support the police personnel who are, a lot of them serve in the military as well. And then I kind of got roped into that. I've got no military background. I'm Australian, so I think I was kind of the wild card for them to throw into the mix. But it's been a real treat for me to be a part of that. And the Police Chaplain Association in Grandview started about 4 years ago and has now become a model for surrounding police departments, even into Kansas, some of them. And it is a neat way for Christians to get into, not only come alongside and provide moral and pastoral support for the first responders that have got a pretty tough job that they can't often talk about, but also get to touch the community. And you just, some of the chaplains refer to it as being heaven on hell's doorstep. I mean, we go where there are 911 calls, and the police, you know, have a moral and a legal obligation to do so much of the job, and then the pastors are there to do the follow-up and get involved and do really, you know, social work and what's traditionally a minister's job to do, that's not a policeman's job to do. And it has been a really eye-opening experience. It's been a life-changing experience, and it's really transforming our city. We have 365 days a year coverage. We work out of the police station. We're on shift and are on call. We get to do ride-alongs with the police, and it's a privileged position to be in. Some of the tough parts of the job is we minister to, you know, those affected by violence, domestic violence, you know, people committed suicide or attempted, funerals and counselling. But it's not all bad. We do get to do the fun side of the job too, which is, you know, weddings, and we get to go to the shooting range with the police and just be their friend and have fun. And we get to drive around in fast cars too, which on a Friday night, I got to admit, this Friday night was a lot of fun. And so it's an amazing opportunity, which I'm just really excited to be a part of. So, yeah,
we want to go ahead and pray for Dave. We just love what he's doing up there. Love his heart and his heart for Jesus. And so we love what you're doing. Blessings, and let's pray over you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name for Dave. Thank you for his love for Jesus. Thank you for the gift that he is really to the Beal family. That from Australia you would bring a husband from Micah. That's just awesome. And we just praise you, Lord, for how you work together in the earth, the couples that you desire. And Lord, we thank you for the mission that's on Dave and Micah's heart. Pray for a continued forming of passion for you and focus on you, Jesus. We pray for anointing to, in each moment that he's in, especially a crisis, that he's be able to speak and speak into the situations where there's death to bring life. I pray, Father, for people to be police and victim, all kinds of folks to be impacted by the kingdom of God, to be harvested for your glory's sake. And again, thank you for this mission that's on Dave's life. And we just pray for your provision for everything that he needs and he does. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.